This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
In my hand, I have a 23-page document all about Lori Daybell, all about the upcoming case that is going to be getting underway literally a week from this podcast dropping. It starts on the 3rd. Of April. Jury selection will begin at that point. And that's where the madness continues. We've been hearing about this case, studying this case, investigating this case now for quite some time. And this is where we're going to see if justice will be served. I'm not going to go through all 23 pages because a lot of it is essentially in legalese. But I do want to go through kind of the highlight of it so you can kind of get the gist of what it is. It's probably something you've already heard before in this way, shape, or form. But here's just the straightforward 23-page document. These new documents that were posted online outline the state's proposed jury instructions, which show what prosecutors will try to prove beyond a reasonable doubt for each of the charges that Lori Daybell is facing. Of course, like I said, the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell being charged with the murder of her two children and her husband's previous wife, Tammy Daybell. These documents are going to argue that Lori, along with her husband, Chad Daybell, and her brother, Alex Cox, planned the killings of Tylee Ryan and JJ Vallow and Tammy in advance. They also outline evidence that Lori intentionally failed to report her children's deaths so she could continue to collect Social Security benefits in their names for 5 months. The 23-page document details the state's proposed jury instructions, which include the possibility of finding Lori guilty even if she did not physically commit the crime, but aided, abetted, advised, counseled, or procured another to engage in conduct that caused the victim's death. So it doesn't necessarily have to be Lori out there with whatever weapon it was that killed these children. If she was part of this scheme in some way, shape, or form, the instructions are to find her guilty. Of course, the bodies of JJ and Tylee were found buried on Chad's property in June of 2020. prosecutors alleging that Chad and Lori espoused extreme religious beliefs to justify and encourage the homicides of all three victims. Lori, of course, referring to her children as zombies, and then claiming that Tammy was possessed by a spirit named Viola. Because that's normal. Of course, your ex-wife, she's Viola now. It's a spirit that's got her. Seems reasonable. The prosecution will also present evidence that Chad increased Tammy's life insurance policy to the maximum amount, conveniently just weeks before her death, leading to suspicion of foul play. Lori's trial is expected to last several weeks. Jury selection starting, like I said, April 3rd. It's expected to take about 10 weeks, but it could be much shorter depending on how everything plays out. Of course, it could also be longer in theory, but a lot of experts are saying this likely won't take the full 10 weeks. It's being held in Ada County. Only portions of the process will be shared with public. There is no cameras in the courtroom. There's remote viewing for people who are physically there. Reservations for seating must be made in advance for the entire trial. And in the meantime, Lori has been transferred to the Ada County Jail from Madison County, where she's been housed since spring of 2020. So she has a new set of scenery. She's been placed in solitary confinement for her safety and that of the other inmates. And there's a new mugshot. If you've not seen the new mugshot of Lori, I highly suggest maybe going and checking that out. I posted it up on Twitter. I'm at Tony B. Pod. And it strikingly resembles, you ready for this? If you're a child of the 80s or 70s, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Remember the character Lady Elaine, that creepy doll that just was scary and like went around in some sort of a merry-go-round? Yeah, that's what Lori Daybell looks like today.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
It's going to be a wild ride watching this trial. Don't miss any of it. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss our continuing coverage on this and the many cases that we're following for you. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.